Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hello, welcome to our show, Lady Carolyn.
I'm your host, Clayton Evans.
And tonight our topic is lead by example and operate in love first. But before we get started, we're going to have some prayers so that we can decrease and God can increase in us. Amen.
Father God, once again, we approach you before your throne, Father God, asking, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, Father God. Asking, Father God, to speak to our hearts, Father God, so that we may, dear Heavenly Father, just touch one soul tonight, dear Heavenly Father, with the truth of your word. And we ask these things in Jesus' name for a sake, we pray.
Amen. And again, tonight our topic is lead by example and operate in love first. We will be discussing the importance of being able to operate in love even when no one else is doing it. It is not popular to operate in love, unfortunately, but it is necessary. Many people today have no clue of all the things they do that have nothing to do with the love they easily profess to others. So many are hurt by their own expectations of how others should exhibit love, and yet, in their own limited experiences, do not exhibit unconditional love and or cannot themselves operate in love consistently. We must first unlearn some behaviors that are not conducive with the love God ordains in order to learn the new behavior of operating in love. Amen. And tonight our scripture is coming out of the Message Bible, out of the book of John, chapter 13, verse 34 through 35. And the word is, let me give you a new command. Love one another. In the same way I love you, you love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other. And that is the word of God.
For the people of God, thanks be unto God.
Amen, amen. Amen. And, you know, this topic right here, we wanted to talk a little bit about how it's not easy to operate in love with people that don't operate in love.
Amen.
It's not easy to always be reminded by God that it's our responsibility to operate in love. Because we get that unctioning from the Holy Spirit that tell us, okay, you're going in the wrong direction. Remember what you're supposed to be doing. You know, and it could be something as simple as somebody throwing your change across the counter and you looking at them in an ugly way because
somebody
they did that.
Swerving in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Without putting a signal on at the last minute.
Okay. Or somebody not putting something back up. Or someone not doing what they said they was going to do. And you think that you're the one that's supposed to be reprimanding them in an ugly way about it.
Or an offense.
Or an offense.
That has you all up in yourself because you took offense to that offense.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And love has so many different characteristics that we just, until we actually study what love is and find out, you know, how to take the scripture of the scriptures about love personally,
right,
and put them into effect in our own lives.
Okay.
Yes, we need that application and that understanding because one of the things that we learn about studying about love in 1 Corinthians about so many things that God said love is not. We do that first. You know, we take that immature wrong. You know, we puff up. You know, we proud, we arrogant with each other. You know, we not kind. You know, so many things that not patient. not patient at all, you know, and learning how to be able to exhibit these kind of characteristics and qualities is really important, especially in a relationship, especially in a marriage. Because in our marriage, we had to learn that in order to be able to exhibit love so that we could see love in each other, we had to be able to show that love outwardly. You can't just sit around and think, you know, okay, well, he know I love him, so, you know, he understand why I'm acting like this. No, he's not going to understand why you acting like that.
Not going to understand.
No. If I'm not showing love, if my love is not coming outwardly, then I'm not operating in love. Because love is something that the spirits will agree about.
Something that has to be shown. You know, when Jesus died for us, he did a worldwide national display of his love for us.
Amen.
He died on Calvary. He shed his blood. He took lashes for our healing. He showed the world. Like John 3:16 said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But not only that, but he showed the world
how much
he loved us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that same way we have to show each other
right. That
same love. It's not something that you could just verbalize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that you can't just internalize. It's something that has to be shown, and it has to be shown from the heart. And a word that I hear you use so much consistently on a day, something that we could just manufacture. You know, it's something that we have to receive from our Heavenly Father. We have to receive his love first before we can share that love with anybody else. That was something that I had to learn. And like you said, you know, when people's not very lovable, when you find that people can't really, don't want to receive what it is that you're trying to give them, you still have to love them first, because he first loved us. When we were dead in our sin, Jesus loved us. God loved us.
Amen. And that's the scripture.
So
we love because
he first loved us.
Mm-hmm.
And because he first loved us, even though we've been offended, even though we've been wronged and we've been hurt, we've been betrayed, disappointed, lost trust, you know, you still have to love first.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so hard. We can't do that in our own being. We can't.
Right.
We're not made of that stuff to do that with.
Amen.
We're a fallible human being.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes God's super on our natural. And he has a supernatural love that can transform our heart to be able to love under any circumstance. Didn't say it was going to be easy. Didn't say it was going to be like a magical potion.
Mm-hmm.
But his love is so powerful. You know, it saved a wretch like me.
Amen.
It took me out of the muck and the mire that I was in. It transformed me into who I am today, but it's still transforming me into so much more.
Amen.
Because it said, you know, when we see him, we'll be like him. Speaking of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that transformation is still going on. You know, I have yet to turn into that butterfly. But when I do, you know, I'll be made perfect like he is perfect. But it's the journey. It's still going through those trials or tribulations and all the tests that life's going to bring us, all the fiery darts the enemy's going to throw at us, because we still got to get up every day and put on that full armor of God,
mm-hmm.
you know, to deal with all the powers and principalities that are out there after us every day. We have a love that God gives us that never fails. It's his love that we're trying to operate in, that we're trying to perfect in the blood walk. So we have to hold on his unchanging hand and know the reason why. It's because he first loved.
Amen. Amen. Good word. Exactly. And, you know, when you was talking, I was thinking about the things that you had called out. And if we're reminded when it's our turn to show love to someone that's unable to show love, or somebody that is hurting us or disappointing us or betraying us, all we have to do is think about it. There's nothing that anybody could probably ever do to us that we have not done to someone else.
Amen.
When it comes to a lot of offenses, all we got to do is look back. You know, the mud ain't too far. The mud that we came out of, it ain't too far back for you not to see it. You remember when you was a liar. You remember when you was a cheat. You remember when you disappointed people. You remember when you made people angry. You remember when you didn't keep your promises. You know, and when we think about it as that, and we always want forgiveness, but for some reason we think that we deserve forgiveness, but the person who's doing us does not deserve forgiveness. But the same grace and mercy that God gives to us, we have to learn how to give it to each other. And that's how we learn how to operate in love, because if we're reminded that we have not always operated in being saved, we have not always felt love and wanted to reverence God and operate in that love, we have not always been those people. And every time that we have the opportunity to find, you know, to see that somebody just don't know how to treat me, that's an opportunity, that's a teaching moment.
Yeah.
Lead by example. Because if you can see me loving you in spite of how you acted, for instance, I'm going to tell you what had came to my mind was that, you know, I deal with a lot of females. And a lot of females don't like to deal with a lot of females because they feel like we hurt each other, okay? I had, you know, I've been hurt plenty of time by the females that I try to help. And one of the things that you've seen me do that's been hard for me to do is to continue to help them or continue to be a part of their life regardless of how they treat me, you know. And that's because I believe in operating in love by example. I believe that if I continue to show you love and I continue to treat you like I want to be treated, then eventually you'll understand. I might not be the one that you exhibit this to. But somewhere down the line, maybe you'll learn how to treat another person or another female, another sister. In fact, but I don't want to be held accountable. I don't want nobody's blood on my hands, you know, because I did the same thing to you that you did to me.
An eye for an eye.
An eye for an eye.
Right.
Because what God said was love one another as he loved us. And he said that in his love he'd never forsake us. So I don't go around trying to lead people. You know, some people say, I'm just going to lead you where you at. I ain't got to have nothing to do with you. You know, I'm just going to leave you right there. God wasn't like that. You know, no.
He left us where we were.
Oh, my God. Where would we be? Who would we be? You know.
But
for his grace and mercy. Amen. You know, you have people that say, you know, I can forgive it, but I just can't forget it. God wasn't like that. God threw it in the sea of forgiveness. You know, he forgot. He forgot it. He said it's not there anymore. Never to be reminded of it. Exactly.
You condemning yourself. You carrying that stuff on because that's the love that you want to carry.
Mm-hmm.
When all you got to do is just let it go.
Just let it go.
It said that old song said, take it to the Lord and leave it there.
And leave it there.
You know, but we want to be burdened down with stuff that we've done, people done to us, and he's given us so much to just let him be that burden bearer. You know what I'm saying? He carried that cross for a reason, you know. And even though the scripture said that we have our own cross to bear, it's to prove that we're worthy to follow him, you know. and to take on his mind and to take on his love and his grace and his mercy and let it operate in our lives so we can better deal with those people that we have in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And show them, he said, in the scripture, go back to the scripture where it said, you know, you will know them.
He said, this is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way that I loved you, you love
one another.
Our love for one another is what's going to show other people, or show him that I'm yours. And it shows other people that I'm his disciple.
Yeah,
he can use me.
It's a discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
You have to discipline yourself to be able to take on that attribute
mm-hmm.
that he wants to place in us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so easy to revert back to the own mindset.
Right.
You know, when we get offended or angry or upset with somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's why I say we got to unlearn some behavior.
And that's the renewing of the mind
mm-hmm.
that takes place to help equip us to not be so easily offended when people offend us.
Right.
You know, a lot of times, and I just thank God for the deliverance. So some stuff just ain't that serious no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can look at it for what it is and say, all right, I understand. You know, because I used to trip like that too. But I know.
Duh.
You know. And furthermore, I'm just too blessed to be strapped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said he puts us in heavenly places. Hallelujah. He puts us up there where he is. You know, and when we can get above our circumstances and our situations, it just ain't that big anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like being in an airplane. While you're on the ground, everything seems big. But once you start going up, the further you get, the smaller things are.
Amen.
You know, and God does the same thing with us, you know. But if we stay our level to that thing, you know, we can always make it bigger than what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing's bigger than our God.
Amen.
And that's who we should put our trust and faith in all things. He said, all of our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path.
Amen.
So we have to learn to turn it over to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that second, at that moment, and the only way you got to do, you got to have that discipline. You got to have that renewed mind so that you can instinctively know or be sensitive enough to the Holy Spirit when you are out of character. Say, hey, okay, don't act like that no more. Remember, apologize if you need to. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't right there on the spot and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because the longer you stay there, the more hard it's going to be to move forward. You know what I'm thinking? So it's imperative to know how rich and how valuable and how precious the love of God is in our life. It just ain't an amount of money nowhere. Ain't nothing nobody can say silver and gold. It can't touch it. Because it gives you such a joy, such a peace. And it just makes you such a beautiful and pleasant person to be around.
It's true.
You know, some people don't like that. They don't like to see you happy. You know, they want to try to bring drama. Or the new phrase they use now, throw shade,
mm-hmm.
you know, on you because you think you all that now because you holier than thou and all this. It ain't even about that. I'm trying to share some of this love I got with you, but you don't want to receive it.
Ain't nobody really be mad about that but the enemy.
Yeah, that's all it is.
They can see the spirits in there like, we got to face those principalities, and that's when you get the chance to operate in love.
Call
them
out.
I'm going to love you too, boo.
Anyway.
You my enemy? Oh, I got some love for you too, enemy. You know, because love covers the multitude of sins.
Amen.
Love is going to bear it all.
Amen.
So there's nothing that you can do that I can't throw some love on you. And squash it.
And believe, though, we're going to be challenged in these areas of our life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you saying these things, okay. I'm going to pop up to challenge you to see if you really where you say you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But when you're walking in it on a daily basis, you stay ready.
Mm-hmm.
You stay ready. Just like I say, you don't train for war during war. You train for war during peace.
Amen.
So when war comes, you are ready. You're equipped. You're knowledgeable. You know what to do when the enemy comes against you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way with spiritual warfare. You know, you have to be mindful of the things that you need to do to stay ready. So when it comes, you know what to do. And to have that walk in love, it protects you and empowers you. You know, it graces you to deal with stuff in a whole different way. I mean, you know, and a lot of people, you take them off guard. Because they ain't never met nobody like you before. Like, man, I just trust you and your mama.
Mm-hmm. And, either they'll say, that didn't bother you.
Yeah.
Because if that had been me, yeah, and they jumped in front of me and lied, like that little situation you had to deal with when that was, was you at the bank or the store, you said somebody jumped in front of you.
Oh,
you
know, yeah. Me and William was at the store, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
Or the restaurant. I think we was at the restaurant. Oh, we was at Church's Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And the young man had just walked in the store. Just walked in the store. And most people are asked, are you in line? He didn't say nothing. And when the lady said next, he just jumped right in front of me. And normally for me, that would have been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say anything. I let the young man give his food and stuff. You know, have a blessed day. And I went on and ordered my stuff. You know.
Because, you know, we waste a lot of time when we try to go into not operating in love. It's a lot of time wasted because, I mean, you could start an argument over the pettiest things and people, the person that you trying to convey this message to, you know, what's the saying? I'd rather see a sermon than hear one.
Yeah.
The people that you talking to, they probably don't even hear or understand what it is that you're saying because of the way you coming at them. You know.
You remember back when I was working in building 73. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make this brief, but it's something that came to mind when we were talking. And I had this brother, young brother, he was in the ministry also. He talked good talk. Matter of fact, I had went to listen to him do his first sermon. Brother could preach. He's knowledgeable of the word. He could be, but when he was in front of other people, he reverted back to his old way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He didn't walk the walk. He talked the talk, but he didn't walk the walk.
Okay.
So, anyway, I was being persecuted on the job. He saw what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of him trying to encourage me, he was joining in with them, you know, talking about me behind my back and whatever. And he came up to me one day and he said, man, he said, I don't know how you could do this. He said, they throwing your face down in the dirt on a daily basis. And you ain't even, you know, you ain't trying to defend yourself enough. And I said, I thought you were saved. I thought you was a true brother of the cloth. I said, if you see how I'm dealing with this, you should be encouraging me. Because I could retaliate. I can go in there and clown and act the fool with him if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I say, God, I got this. God, got my back.
Amen.
I said, I'm not going to fall into that trap. And when the time came, God removed me from that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he moved me to that other situation, he moved me up. He kept elevating me. He kept taking me out of those places. After my assignment was over with, it was time for me to go.
Amen.
And I realized that, you know. So that's how we show that we're disciples, you know. Love them regardless of what they do to you.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, you know, I still got to deal with some of them same people, but their attitude toward me now is totally different.
Amen.
They don't show me no
Amen.
Love.
And I can relate to that because, you know, the situation that I went through last year, and I told you, you know, when I walk in the building now, nothing but love.
Amen.
And nothing but respect. expect.
Respect.
You know, and it's so amazing how people that they don't even like you. They can't like you. They don't know why, but they just can't like you. But they got to respect you.
They got to respect you.
Because they respect the God in
you.
Because they know that there's nothing that you have done to them that has been wrong. You know, no matter how they feel or what it is, the enemies keep telling them, whispering in their ear to try to do. They know this ain't none of that never worked. No weapon against me shall prosper ever. You know. They know that it just ain't working, and they have such a high regard for the experience that they have with you because you kept on walking.
Right.
You never, ever wavered in your faith. You didn't change around them.
And the big part of that, and the big part of that scripture is what I love and say that every tongue, every tongue that rises up against them shall fail.
Yeah.
It's not going to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people... I mean, that's a part of most things, people's mouth. They always try to put their mouth on you.
Mm-hmm.
They try to, in other words, use your saying that you like to use as character assassination.
Mm-hmm.
People love to try to assassinate your character.
Mm-hmm.
People love to try to put the bad mouth on you. Anything that will discredit you,
mm-hmm.
anything that will belittle you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So people will look down on you and think you ain't got no worth about you.
Mm-hmm.
All of that just falls to the wayside
mm-hmm.
because of the love of God.
Amen.
It's just awesome because and to be able to see that in operation, to see God go to work,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I know it ain't me.
Exactly.
I know it ain't me. But it's those angels, that goodness and mercy that follows you all the days of your life. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it's there.
Yeah.
And you got to recognize they follow me. So that means they got my back.
Mm-hmm.
When I ain't even looking, when I don't even see it coming.
They got my back. Mm-hmm.
So God is good all the time.
All the time.
And to him be the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen.
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 Whew, you got me crunk.
Yeah, you clung.
I read the glory, but I mean, this love walk is so awesome, and it's something that I just pray that people will get a hold of, you know, to begin to read and to begin to study it and begin to operate in it and let God show them just how much he loves us.
And how things will change. You know, when you change your heart and you change your mind towards God's people,
that's when the miracle begins.
It's some big blessings in that.
Amen.
You know, because it's never them. Mm. It's never them. It's you.
Yeah.
It's always you. What are you doing? And how can you do things differently? What kind of example are you really setting?
And when you can pray for those that despitefully misuse you.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And
you're talking about
praying.
Something powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get around them and start seeing changes in them, and they don't even know.
They don't even know. Change without their permission.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because prayer has no different. I mean, time has no factor with prayer. Prayer moves mountains.
Amen.
Amen. So we just thank God for his love, his grace, and his mercy, his hot thing, his tender love and kindness. Glory to God. It's just awesome. It's awesome, and I'm glad to be a child.
Amen.
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 Woo, 30 minutes just go by too fast for me. I'm sorry.
Well, you was preaching good,
Amen.
Sir. You're praying about.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Our Father and our God, again, it's been such a joy and a privilege to be in your service, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that what has been shared tonight, dear Heavenly Father, we overcome by the word, the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, Father God. And we just pray that someone, dear Heavenly Father, was touched by this word, dear Heavenly Father. We pray that you will empower them with their love. And we ask this in Jesus' name. For his sake we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. And again, we'd like to thank you for joining us, and we hope that you'll join us again. Just remember that no matter what the problem is, situation, or the circumstance, the lesson is always love.
Amen.
Amen.